Okay, we're ready to rock. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Village Board meeting for Tuesday, May 2nd in the original Alloway Town Hall, right here in Heritage Hill. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We should have our meetings here more often. We get all these people to come. Well, thank you for being here once again. We will call our meeting to order. General roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do we have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt.
Trustee Green.
Second.
Trustee Harris on the second. We have a motion to adopt the agenda in the second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. I'll make the first announcement. Senator Coles asked me a question I couldn't answer, but now I can. The Honorable Thomas McLean was the first chairman of the Township of Alloway in 1874. We have a little historic document that can help. But it was a long time ago, and Alloway's tagline is historically progressive, and tonight we're here to look back, remember our heritage, and to celebrate our future. So we thank you very much for being here. Announcements. Green Isle Fitness Zone is now open. If you haven't been to Green Isle Park, there has been a fitness zone constructed that has, I forget how many stations, but if you're looking to work out and do some chin-ups, rowing machines, push-up bar, ski machine, and a skywalker as well as more, head over to Green Isle Park and get healthy, or stay healthy. Next announcement, Alloway Fest at Green Isle Park on Sunday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That is an annual fest that takes place here in Alloway along with a car show. We will have all kinds of cars and motorcycles. The Alloway Optimist Club is providing food and refreshments. And what else, Brad?
The village will have equipment there as well this year.
We will have equipment to demonstrate the great things that our village staff does on a daily basis. Next announcement, we will be holding a public hearing on May 16th of 2023 for 3921 South Webster. It will be a public hearing held at Village Hall at their Village Board meeting, Tuesday, May 16th at 6:30. It'll be to receive public comment on a proposed design exception for the project located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, currently known as the Family Video property. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to, there is one more announcement. The Village of Alloway received a bouquet of beautiful flowers to celebrate our 150 years from our friends at the CP Center. So thank you very much, CP. Now we'll open it up for public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Sir, come on up, please. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Could you give us your name and address?
My name is Bill Orton. Where we are now sitting, standing, this building was on the corner of Dauphin and Webster, facing Webster. It was not only a town hall, it was a warming house, and right behind the back door is ice rink, a huge ice rink. And it was a Potbelly stove right about in here. And it had packaged coal. They were about 6 inches square, and there were six of them in a pack. And we would load that stove up and get it red hot. I mean, how we never burned that building down, I don't know. We skated and we skated and we skated. And I remember I kind of fell in love with my wife in second grade. She was in first grade, St. Matthew's. And I would go there and I would lace her skates. I was very, very young. She was an excellent skater. Her dad taught her the figure eight, and she would do the figure eight and the figure eight and the figure eight, one foot this way, one foot that way. Anyway, I would lace her skates, and she said, "You make sure they're tight so my ankles are." Academically, I was really shunted. I lived on 2221 Southwestern. It is now a parking lot, Quick Trip. And right across the street was the Alloway School. It's not a drugstore, but CVS or one of the Walgreens or somebody. And I went to St. Matthew's, but they didn't have a kindergarten. So I went to Alloway School for kindergarten. And I have no idea what I did. A very short time, maybe a couple weeks after I was there, all we did was teacher had this bird that colored strips of paper. We glued the loose ends together and then put another one through there. We make a paper chain. That's all I remember doing. But anyway, I did something to irritate this bird. And she came up alongside my head and really whacked me. And I had to go home and tell mom. You know? So I did, and my mother, nobody hit any of her kids. So she went over there and she, I don't remember what she said, but it wasn't pleasant. And she took me by the back of the neck and marched me out of there, and I never went back. So I think there's a book that says, "Everything I Know, I Learned in Kindergarten." So I was really stunted. Anyway, I went to St. Matthew's and made it through there. I had to catch up. You know, they didn't make paper rings there. But anyway, I did that. And back in the day, I'm talking, I was born in 1931. If I make it till the 21st of June, I'll be 91. And back in that day, there were three paved streets in Alloway. Webster was too late. The North Colony was dirt. I mean dirt, no gravel. And some of the wealthier people at Green Bay and in the area would ride horses on there. In the winter time, the ladies would be all dressed up, they'd be in the cutters, and they'd go back and forth. But anyway, and Alloway Avenue was paved from Webster, or from the river, Riverside, across to Webster and down to Oakwood. And the St. Matthew Street was two blocks. That was paved. And eventually, North Pond Lane was, and the other, all the other roads in Alloway, there were quite a few of them, they were all gravel. No curves, no gutters, they were gravel. And for whatever reason, I had no idea how I knew where Yvonne Delahunt was, but somehow I did. And my mother and dad were friends of the ice truck drivers. And people, even though people in Alloway today were very affluent, back in the day, you had a refrigerator. You were fortunate. A lot of people just had ice boxes, including our fault. And you had a car with Miller Rasmussen Ice Coal Company. And their building was on the end of way on the property. And they were harbored ice out of the Bay of Green Bay and 100 pound chunks. And they would serve it in four. So the ice company would give the people an ice car with 25 and 50 on one side, 75 and 100 on the other. However many pounds of ice you want, that's what you put in your window. The ice truck driver would come around and people wanted 50 pounds. They were serrated in the middle. He'd take his ice pick and go like this. And he had a leather pouch and he'd slide that 50 pounds off the back of the truck, get it on the shoulder and walk in the house, and nobody locked their doors back then. And he liked to drink from my mother and dad. So he let me ride in the back of the truck. And how I'm here today, I will never know, because the bottom, the ice was melting, it was slippery, it was wooden. It had sides on it, no chain across the back. But anyway, I would hang on the side and I would eat some of the ice chips from when he was chipping ice. And Yvonne lived on the last house on his road. It's out by the old Dutch tavern, you know, out by, what's the grocery store up there now? It used to be Boston, excuse me, 3725 Clay Street. So I would ride the whole road through Alloway and get out there, and I would get a big heavy blanket that went over the ice and prevent it from melting. And I would hide under there and pull the driver, and I would just peek up over the side and see if I could see her playing outside. But all the land, it was all the farmland out there. Her grandfather owned all the land from Lesbian along here all the way down to the East River. And I heard that he also owned all the land from Webster down to Riverside Drive. I would never verify that, except I remember the story told that they hung a transformer across the street on the other side of where his property was. He wanted no part of that transformer being on his property. So, and it wasn't his property unless it really was. But anyway, he gave all of his kids a section of land with the stipulation that they had to build there. By the time they all got around to building, none of them were speaking to each other. There was nobody else around. It was all farmland. But anyway, just kind of all but today, again, where we are, the reformatory owned farmland pretty close here, and they grew vegetables there. And I'm quite sure we're beyond natural limitations. But a bunch of guys with nothing to do, we would go in there and help ourselves with carrots and tomatoes and all that. We didn't, not abusive, we didn't go teach the police officer. He would give me the what for or something terrible. But anyway, we get the car started, and Hogarth Brewery was down there on the bottom of the hill. And then it was Reimer's. I don't know what is there now. It's Reimer's. Anyway, it was Hogarth Brewery. And they really had a good beer, but for whatever reason, they had free beer. And Frank and I would go down there, and they had three spigots coming out of the wall, a big brick room. Rack in there with top of mugs. So he and I would sit down there and drink beer, and I would probably have one or half one or whatever, and We have a few, and we get back in the car and crank it up, and we get back where we can go.
And throw tomatoes.
What else we got? Oh, the McCormick home. I rode around Alloway today. I hadn't been out there for some time. I go out here more often in the summer because my wife is buried. She passed away 4 years ago on March 12th. And I had an 80-year relationship with her. She had a lot of other fish to fry before she settled in on me. But anyway, another thing we did, the McCormick home, and I went by there just on the way down today, and I see they still have that pipe fence around the kitchen was down below. And we found out what day of the week they made donuts. So we would go over there, and a bunch of guys, and we'd just hang over that fence like that and look into the kitchen and find that the nuns would come out with a plate of donuts. And we said, oh, wow, what are we doing? And then on the corner of, I don't remember the name of this, it was Miramar Drive and another street. Don Hudson lived there. Don Hudson was a receiver for the Green Bay Packers. I think there might be some reference to the book that hadn't been broken when he was here. He came from Alabama and played in this cold weather. But he lived on that corner and would always make sure that we went there on Halloween because he would give away Hershey bar. We change clothes and go back again. We just had a good time. And then I lived here until I was 20 years old. I was drafted into the Army. The Korean War was going wide open. And I was in basic training. I went to radio school. And we have 60 guys in the class. Halfway through the radio school, the sergeant came in and said, hey guys, he said, I got good news, you're not going to Korea, you're going to Europe. So I said, holy cow, I got a hold of Yvonne, and she and her mom put together a wedding. And I wasn't 21, and my mother had a sign for me. Anyway, we got married, had a week's honeymoon, and I was gone for a year and a half. And on that 1 week's honeymoon, Yvonne wrote me every day that I was gone. Initially, she numbered the letters because she knew I was going to be on the boat for a number of days and before I got settled in. But as time went by, it wasn't too long, and she told me she wasn't feeling too good. And she wasn't feeling good. And finally, she said, we're going to have a baby. Ow. So in that 1 week that we were together, that's all it took. And when I mustered out, 2 years later, at Fort Sheridan in Chicago, she met me in Chicago, and I was the young lucky. Lauren, did you get this picture? This is even on here. School with Chester Paul, and his mother and dad were the cooks for the Bulls. And he arranged this so that we could play tennis in the tennis court. We couldn't talk, no loud noise, and all they wanted to hear was the sound of the ball getting get back and forth. And every once in a while, I told the senator that he would let us go in the house, and they'd take us down into the freezer, and they raised pheasants, too. And the whole freezer was just lined with frozen pheasants. And, I never saw the senior clothes, but we knew they were there. And so anyway, I certainly enjoyed having the opportunity to show you these things, and I had a great life in Alloway. I was here for, as I say, 21 years. I survived Korea, I came home. I went to St. Robert full-time, I worked full-time, and the baby just kept coming, and I had a job on Sunday in addition to that. I got a job in a trucking company. That's the job that I had, and I worked there full-time. I actually wound up as a terminal manager, and the companies changed hands, and I went through a lot of turmoil with that. But anyway, as I said, we had an 80-year relationship, and Yvonne was one very special woman. She had six children. She had a brother who was 4 years younger. She never changed a diaper in her life until she met me, and then her parents supplied a diaper service for us, and once a week they would come and pick up the dirties and bring home to bring the clean ones, and live in an upstairs apartment or shop going down to here across the street from the Union Hotel. And in fact, the people who run the Union Hotel now, and my oldest daughter went to kindergarten together in Decatur. So, Kim Boyd, I don't know if you know him or not, but. So anyway, again, I enjoyed the opportunity to be here. And just to tell you one other thing, a couple of doors away from you, the doctor there, and he had four daughters. And one of them was my age. And I was in a barber shop 4 or 5 years ago. I went to the barber with a guy who I went to high school with. And whenever he came out with a customer, the person waiting, he would introduce the two of them back and forth. So he came out over there one day, and there was only another woman sitting there. And Connie would have this long table full of magazines. So I was reading the magazine. I wasn't paying attention to her. But anyway, he came out, and Connie came out to Jill and let him meet Tom Connor. I thought, holy cow, he married Bobby Shaw. And the woman sitting across from me was Bobby Shaw. Never, she was a blonde in her day, now she was all white. And I looked at her and I said, Bobby. And she said, Bill. And in the course of conversation, she said, do you remember the night that we went for a walk in the cemetery? And I said, I have to be honest with you, I don't. But she said, I sure did. I had no idea what happened. I just wondered that I forgot it. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I appreciate your ears, and it was a pleasure for me to be able to stand up here and relay that information to people all.
Thank you very much for that walk down memory lane, Bill. It was very nice.
My pleasure. Would it be okay to pause the public comments and move on to, we've got a couple.
Sure. Absolutely. We will pause the public comments, so if anyone wants to speak, we'll come back to that. And we will move on to item number 5, presentations for the 150th anniversary for the Village of Alloway. And we have some very distinguished gentlemen here today to join us. We have proclamations from the governor, and I'll read that in a little bit. And we have Congressman Gallagher, Senator Coles, Representative Steffen, County Executive Troy Streckenbach. So who wants to go first?
Well, I guess since I'm standing, how about Steffen, Senator Coles, you got the...
Senator Coles.
Yeah, I've got it, Dave.
You got it?
Well, come on.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing us to be here, Village President Rafter and the rest of the board. What a great venue to have this. I mean, what a tribute to history Bill, thank you for your living history. I hope every 5 years or something you guys have this to kind of connect the people and the operation of this government back to its roots. And I have been serving for the last 7 years. I can't tell you how much I've grown connected to this community. My wife grew up here in LA. It's become an extension of myself. And been working on some of the history with Senator Coles in terms of the reformatory, trying to do some different things there. And so it was an honor to find out more about the history and what you guys are trying to do to take it to elevate it in terms of the awareness, celebrating it, cherishing it. And this park is obviously a part of that. So Senator Coles and I work to have a resolution done on behalf of the entire legislature, the Assembly and the Senate. It is a formal and then permanent record within the state record, our thoughts and celebration of your anniversary. So, Senator General,
Bill, what a great job.
Seriously.
That was terrific. We can't match that.
Yeah.
While you were speaking, I was thinking of my father, who was quite a historian. He knew where a lot of the bodies were buried, too. He knew that metaphor. But it's so important. Brad, thank you for the invitation. Jim, the whole board, it's great to have this here. We've got a lot of history here in LA. This community followed our state constitution from 1848. Created a government here. There wasn't much going on before 1873. A few farms, a few homes. The area hadn't developed yet. And now look at it. And I think we all know, thinking about 1873, those were tough times. They didn't have sanitation. They didn't have indoor heating yet, right? Jim, am I right? If I mess up, jump in. There's a lot of things they didn't have. They had a hard life. Their average age was considerably less than our average age now. So when we think of, we all have complaints, there's this and that in our lives, those folks really had it tough. The Industrial Revolution was just getting started. We had some paper mills in the area. Things were starting to burst forward in the whole area. And, it's so important to reflect back on 1873. They weren't worried about GBCI then. Didn't exist yet.
We are today.
Yeah, we got different issues now. They weren't worried about shared revenue. They were worried about getting the crops out of the field and finishing their time at the factory downtown, which had tough conditions. They had a whole set of different issues. So we're lucky to have those founders that helped us where we are right now. So appreciate what you said, Bill, and the reflections and personal reflections, and that's so important. But we've got a plaque here. It doesn't come anywhere close to what Bill just said. But let me just go through these, and hopefully I don't bore you. But we certainly appreciate everything you've done here today. Whereas the town of Alloway was created in the year 1874 and was later incorporated into a village in 1985, whereas the community of Alloway is part of 150 years of history in the Northeast Wisconsin region, and whereas, you're not tired of it yet, folks, are you? The village of Alloway has grown into a vibrant community of 14,000 individuals and an important economic and historic part of the region. And whereas among the rich benefits the village of Alloway offers its citizens and visitors is a plethora of recreational, professional, and social opportunities. And whereas, the village of Alloway is celebrating the sesquicentennial in this year, 2023, reflecting on its history and accomplishments and planning for the future, now therefore be resolved on behalf of the members of the Wisconsin Legislature, Wisconsin David Steffen, myself, Senator Coles, to congratulate the village on its sesquicentennial 2023, signed by myself, David, President of the Senate, Chris Panga, and Mike Queensland, Clerk of the Senate. So thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Congressman.
Right.
Congressman Mike Gallagher.
Hello, President Rafter. Thanks for having me. I can't top that. I don't even have a wooden plaque. We did have something read into the congressional record in recognition of this special celebration. Again, though, I can't top you. I can't follow you. I won't bore you by reading the whole thing, in part because you stole a lot of what I put into my congressional recognition. I'll just say simply, growing up, my grandma lived on Simonette Street. There was a secret fudge business in the basement that my great-grandma, Mary Lou, ran. She then moved to Broadview, across from Broadview Y, and lived there until she died a couple of years ago. She was a daily communicant at St. Matt's, and she would often eat on a daily basis at Alloway Cafe. There was a Gallagher's Pizza on Webster Street. Still is, in fact, just moved down a little bit. A son of Alloway, Dylan Lang, worked in an office right next door for my first campaign, which became my official office, and now my wife and I live on Brenner Place, and Green Isle Park is my oldest daughter, we have two daughters, oldest daughter's favorite place to go. The playground there is phenomenal, and I sampled the fitness center 2 days ago. The pool bars are amazing, so good work on that, and it's also very efficient that you can go there, get a good workout, and then immediately negate it by stopping at Zesty. My house is right at a good like path to get to all three of those places. But it's why I'm very proud to be here today. It's why I'm very proud if ever you see a member of Congress speaking on the House floor or on C-SPAN, it'll give their name, say Rep. So-and-so, and it'll put R&D, depending on what party they're in. Other than my grandma called Don, I lived at McCormick Home. As have many priests with the last name Gallagher. I don't know if they're in relationship there. But it'll say where they're from. So it'll be D, you know, Manhattan, or R from whatever, take your pick. Mine doesn't say Green Bay, doesn't say Brown County, it says R, Alloway. And that's something I'm very proud of.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. County Executive Troy Streckinger. Welcome.
Thank you, President.
So, as a resident of the Village of Alloway, but not. But close to, I think, 19. My son is 19 years old, so I think we moved here right about when he was one. So 18 years resident of Alloway. I had the pleasure of working with the village board and learning a little bit more about what makes a community tick. And that was about 2009, 2000, somewhere around there, right before I decided to run for county executive. But needless to say, you know, you look today versus what was happening back then, what we found is the community comes together and we make decisions, whether it's in four walls like this, or maybe it's outside at a campfire, or maybe it's at the place of work. But ultimately, we as a community came together to make decisions about how do we make our community a better place and how do we invest in it, whether it's building roads, building parks, building churches, building a town hall, places where people can gather. And so I think we're celebrating, when we think about that, is 150 years for us to have the ability as a community to come together, debate, right? I'm sure these four walls have heard some screams and pointing of fingers one way or the other, but in the end, we ultimately came to a conclusion and we moved the community forward. So congratulations, Village of Alloway, for successful 150 years of being in existence. And so the county, like the state and the Congress, we put together, and we'll read this at the next county board meeting. We'll submit it so it becomes official record. I'm gonna read a few of them because Mary Jane, if anybody knows Mary Jane,
she knows her.
She's a good historian, and she brings out some facts that are not always known, or they're kept, you know, just in her archives. And so I thought maybe I would just bring out a few of those whereases, because I think it's good for us to, one, Mary Jane would be upset if I didn't read it. Secondly, I think it's important for us to know. So the official proclamation, the Alloway Sesquicentennial
Sesquicentennial.
Yes, that. I mean, we'll not go with it. I know that when Mary Kradosky came to the county and they were celebrating, there's the fact that she struggled and we struggled and continue to struggle. So I apologize. Whereas Alloway is named after Father Claude Jean Alloway, a Jesuit missionary from France, who established the first permanent mission along Fox River in 1671 at the Rapids des Peres. And whereas the town of Alloway was created by the legislature of the state of Wisconsin in 1874 by detaching it from the town of Bellevue, followed by official incorporation as a village on February 10th, 1985, but this says 1986, so I'll let you guys figure out who's right or wrong. Whereas Alloway has been historically linked to the early settlements along the Fox River, including those Native Americans, French Canadians, and settlers from New England and New York, which are documented as Menominee, and it's spelled, just for those who can't see, M-U-N-N-O-M-O-N-E-E, in Shantytown, and consisted of high ground, woodland, and open spaces for farmland with easy access to the water. And whereas Alloway has grown into a bustling village of proud residents and thriving businesses, being home to Heritage Hill State Historical Park, Green Isle Park, and a section of Fox River Trail, and continues its focus on economic and community development through the work being done on Riverside Drive and Western Avenue corridors, and through the efforts to best utilize the GVCI property. And whereas Brown County joins the Village of Alloway in its celebration in this momentous occasion as the community hosts various events and activities to honor its rich history on this day, featuring food, music, and historical relevant entertainment. Signed by myself. Congratulations, everyone.
No, Alloway's a special place to live because almost all of our legislators and leaders who are here tonight live in this great village. We have to work on David Steffen. Okay. We also have a proclamation from the governor's office, and I will read that. Whereas 2023 marks the 150th anniversary of the founding of the town of Alloway, and whereas the area where present-day Alloway is situated has been known by many different names, including Camp Smith, Shantytown, Menomineeville, and Bellevue, and has been home to many different people, including the Ho-Chunk Nation, French missionaries, French fur traders, British military, and eventually American settlers. And whereas Judge James Doty established the first courthouse in the Wisconsin Territory in present-day Alloway in 1824, and in 1856, the town of Bellevue, from which the town of Alloway would separate in 1873, was established. And whereas, following its incorporation, the town of Alloway pursued and implemented public improvements to promote continued residential and commercial growth, including a public schoolhouse, an electric suburban streetcar line, and public water service. And whereas, to better provide municipal services and prevent annexation into surrounding municipalities, the town of Alloway became a village in 1985 with a population of nearly 15,000 residents. And whereas, the government of Alloway and its many employees, along with residents past and present, play an important role in shaping and defining the village's rich history and unique character. And whereas, this year, the state of Wisconsin joins the Village of Alloway in celebrating the 150th anniversary of its incorporation and wishes it many more years of growth and prosperity. Now, therefore, I, Tony Evers, Governor of the State of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim 2023 as the Village of Alloway Sesquicentennial throughout the state of Wisconsin, and I commend this observance to all of our state residents. Tony Evers, Governor. Thank you, Governor. is a special day. Can we get someone to take a picture of everyone who's here, like from up here? I think that would be cool.
I'll do it on the grad school.
Okay. But can someone come up here and take it going out that way? I don't want to see me. I want to see people. But thank you. Thank you. Come on up. Don't get this. Now everyone wave. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you being here. Okay, we are going back to public comment. Is there anyone else in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, Jim. Welcome.
I'm Jim O'Rourke. I'm a history buff and been studying with the Illinois Historical Society, the Brown County Historical Society, for about 15 years. And I started studying the history of Green Bay from 1800 to 1860. And really, I just focused on Burley Alloway. Because in addition to Judge Jody starting his court in 1825 here, I like the village and Heritage Hill to recognize the most modest landmark we have in the state, which would be what I call the Well of Justice, which is 100 yards from this site, which was the first well at the first public building in the state of Wisconsin, what is currently the state of Wisconsin. And that building was originally a schoolhouse for Camp Smith here. And Senator Coles's ancestor was the first settler, American settler, in what is currently Galloway in 1870.
I wasn't there at the time.
So that would have been the first shanty, and Shantytown was created by an Irishman. A shanty means a crummy old wooden house on the edge of town in Irish. That's what it means. So the French had cabins, and the English had shacks, and the Irish had shanties. So that's the first shanty in Shantytown was built in 1817 when Joseph Ducharme sold off a little bit of his land to this guy, Robert Irwin, from out east. And Irwin bought all his family over, and he built a shanty, and then he built a nice big house and store. And a copy of the store is just next door here, and it's the print shop. But that's where he then set up the first post office 200 years ago in Alloway. And he also became the first justice of the peace. So he started justice in the state of Wisconsin, and his first courthouse was the old schoolhouse here that he then convinced Judge Doty to make the federal courthouse. So Judge Doty was the youngest federal judge in the history of the United States, and Mr. Irwin convinced him to make him and the county board to make this the seat of justice, the county seat. So this was the center of all commerce and justice within 200 miles of here. And in fact, in 1825, when Judge Doty made it the county seat, Alloway, or Shantytown, was bigger than Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison combined. So that's because we had three stores, and Chicago had one, and Milwaukee had one, and Madison didn't have any yet. So we were the largest. We had the largest American population, and that was because there was no land available outside of what the French had owned. So we had these things called French long lots, which you can still see in Alloway. Our very long roads are from going all the way back to the French times when you'd own from river to river. And so Alloway was the center of commerce and everything from 1817 to the end of the Black Hawk War, which is 1832. And Chief Oshkosh led the Alloway militia, it was the Shantytown militia, down on Sandbar Road, and he protected all of Green Bay with the patrols all the way through the area. And this was all 20 years ago. And once the Black Hawk War ended, 1832, 1836, we became a territory, and they opened up all the land to American settlers. And so once the land all opened up, Green Bay kind of disappeared. We became a ghost town and just went back to being rural. But all of our original settlers, and well, Mr. Irwin was probably the first American to die while serving in office, because he became the Indian agent down at the Portage, and he died shortly after in 1832 also. So there's a lot going on here. This was the center, and we have a very humble beginning. And the humble beginning starts with that very small old well in front of the courthouse replica. And if you look at any of the old pictures, that well is always there, and it just says old well on it. But that's probably the oldest and most significant landmark that we have in Wisconsin, because it's what I call the well of justice.
Thank you very much, Jim. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Well, thank you to everyone who has shared tonight. This meeting's turning into be a great meeting. We should do this more often. Okay, we will close our public comment and move on to number 6. Action regarding the request from Alloway Optimist Club for a vendor permit, a noise variance permit, and to sell alcohol at Green Isle Park for Alloway Fest on June 11th, 2023. I will accept a motion on this item.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? I'm sure we'll have some special activities taking place at Alloway Fest this year to celebrate 150. Sure we will. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second to approve the request from the Alloway Optimist Club for a vendor permit, a noise variance, and to sell alcohol at Green Isle Park. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 7, action regarding approval of vendor permit, noise variance, and picnic license for the Pooches and Pints Summer Kickoff special event at Green Isle Park on June 15th. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Another great event in Green Isle Park. I have a motion to approve the vendor permit, noise variance, and picnic license for Pooches and Pints, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 8, action regarding approval of vendor permit, noise variance, and picnic license for the Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest special event at Green Isle Park on September 9th, our Oktoberfest for our furry friends. I will accept the motion on that item.
I want to get in on the action. I'm sorry. Herewith and verily, I beseech my honorable fellow colleagues to move with great aplomb and haste to adopt that motion.
I hope we got that on video. Do we have a second?
Second.
That's all you're going to say?
That's it.
Okay. Do we have any eloquent discussion? We don't. Well, we have a very masterfully laid out motion in a second.
Can you repeat the motion?
To approve the vendor permit, noise variance, and public license for Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9. Before we adjourn, I would just like to thank everyone once again for being here tonight. Thank you for being part of Alloway's history and its future, and we look forward to many more years to come. I will now accept a motion to adjourn.
to book in my earlier language, but with a more modern, let's build this pop stand and adjourn. Oh, wait, that's the 1950s, I'm sorry. Well, that's part of our history, too, so let's adjourn.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you. Wish you a happy anniversary. And Brad has an announcement.
There's a food vendor and there's music in the church. So feel free to set up. It's close to 7 p.m. Wander around the park. Go look at the well of justice.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.